Well, good morning, church. We're in Matthew chapter 6 this morning. Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to be looking at verses 19 through 34. Matthew 6, 19 through 34. The title of the message today is The Christian Manifesto, The Sermon on the Mount, Part 4. What is important to you? What is important to you? That's what we want to think about this morning. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the darkness in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food? And the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and the proclamation of his word. If there's a fire in your house and you only had a short time to get out, what would you want to grab? What would you want to get out with you? What is so important to you that you would do anything almost in your power to save it from destruction? What do you truly treasure? Now, there might be some possession in your home, like a family heirloom or family photographs you'd want to take out if you could, but those things would not be worth risking your lives for. Most of us would say that we'd want, above everything else, to make sure our family got out. We would say it would be worth risking our lives to save members of our family. And we hear stories of people that rush into burning homes and rush into buildings to try to save family members. Sometimes we hear stories about complete strangers passing by and they see a fire and they risk their lives to save people they might not even know. You see, those we love and even people we might not even know are worth risking our lives to save, because people are of eternal value. People are of eternal value. Now, in this passage in Matthew 6 today, Jesus instructs his disciples, believers, about what they should truly value and treasure. He instructs us on what we should give our time and energy toward. And he warns believers about valuing the wrong kinds of things and wasting our energies on futile endeavors. And he helps us to see what we should spend our resources and energies on. As we look at this scripture from Matthew chapter 6, we see this truth. We need to value eternal treasures by seeking above all else the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We need to value eternal treasures by seeking above all else the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now we're looking at the Sermon on the Mount. And we talked about the kind of character that believers need to have. and the kind of influence they should have. We talked about how we're called to a greater righteousness, a righteousness that is not external but comes from the Holy Spirit producing it from the inside out. We talked about how we should practice our spirituality, how we should give and pray and fast, not for people, but for the Lord. And today, we want to talk about how we should use our time and treasures, how we should use our energies, what we should value and what we should not value. And so I want to do this morning just by asking a couple questions. First of all, what do you value? What do you value? Now, Jesus told us not to lay up for ourselves treasures on earth, but lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. And he talks about the futility of earthly treasures. Earthly treasures can be destroyed or ruined or stolen. In the ancient world, most treasures were like clothing was considered a treasure, and clothing was very valuable. So you would store up for yourself wealth in the amount of clothes that you had. The richer you were, the more clothes that you have. And they would also have, you know, like precious metals. And they would have crops. They would have big storage barns and things, and they would store their crops. But see, earthly treasures can all be ruined or destroyed or stolen. Moss and rodents can eat crops, and they can eat clothing. Precious metals, you can hide them in your house, and most people in that day did. But thieves could dig through those mud walls of those houses and steal those treasures. There was no completely safe place to store earthly treasures. And there still isn't. There still isn't a completely safe place to store your treasures. We have all kinds of insurance, but they don't guard against everything. And even if you manage to completely safe place to store your treasures until you die, you're not going to take them with you. You will leave them here on the earth. Now, Jesus said, store up for yourself treasures in heaven, because the treasures that we store up for ourselves in heaven are completely safe. No one can take them from us. The spiritual blessings that we have because we belong to Jesus, the heavenly treasures that we send ahead of us because we belong to Jesus, can never be taken from us. Well, what are these heavenly treasures that we are to store for ourselves? I think it's simply investing in the things of God. In what lasts forever. Whatever we can send ahead to heaven is a heavenly treasure. Anything that helps you know Jesus better and become more like him. Anything that helps someone else come to know Christ, that you might influence them for Christ. Anything that helps the gospel go to the ends of the earth so that others might know him. Even giving a cup of cold water in Jesus' name is a heavenly treasure. Investing in these things is investing in heaven and eternity. And so Jesus says these are the things that we truly should be storing up for ourselves, heavenly treasures. And then he talks about the proper perspective. He talks about how we view the world. He talks about the eye. It's kind of a strange kind of passage. But he talks about the eye, and I think he's talking about how we view the world. If you have a good and pure eye, if you have the right attitude towards stuff, and things, and money, and God, if you have a good and pure eye, a generous eye that seeks to help others, and sees the world and people from God's loving perspective, your outlook's going to be full of light. You're going to see people. But if you see people and stuff only for what it gives you, only for the enjoyment or the advancement that they provide to you, you're going to be dark on the inside. That selfish, self-centered darkness that rarely or never seeks to help those in need because they love money and things is going to be terribly dark. It's going to be terribly dark. So Jesus said, be careful how you view the stuff around you and the things of God. Make sure you see from God's perspective. And then he says, you cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve God and money. Now, a lot of people think they can, they try, but you can't. And he's not talking about working for two different employers here. You can have two jobs, but you can't serve two masters. Only one can be your master. And Jesus said you cannot serve God and money. If we have the wrong view of money and things, and we live to achieve more money and get more things for ourselves, we can't serve God. We can't serve God because money is our master. We love it, and we serve it, and we worship it, and we live for it. It's our God. Now, some people think they can tip their hat to God, but money is really what drives them. They think they can go to church on Sunday, but it doesn't have any effect on how they live Monday through Saturday. And they think they might even can read the Bible a little bit, pray a little, but their focus, their drive is on getting money and stuff. And Jesus says that if money is the focus of your life and your energies, you won't serve God. You can't serve God. So the question we need to ask ourselves is, what do we value today? Is it our goal to in life to make all we can and spend all we can? Or do we value God? Do we value loving Him, investing in His kingdom, helping those whom He loves, taking the gospel to our world and using our resources to take it to the ends of the earth, and helping others in Jesus' name when we have that opportunity? So are we storing up treasures on earth or in heaven? What do you value today? But there's a second question I want us to ask ourselves this morning. To what do you give your energies? Now, Jesus is talking to his followers, and he says, make sure you're serving God and not money. But then he talked to them about how to kind of gauge that. If your master's God and you seek to serve him, be careful how you spend your energies. See, your master can be God, but you can spend your energies doing the wrong thing. And so he says, don't be anxious about life, what you will eat or drink or wear. Now, don't get Jesus wrong here. Jesus didn't say, don't think about it at all. Jesus didn't say, don't make any plans for the future. But Jesus did say, don't be anxious about it. Don't worry about it. Don't make that the focus of your thinking. Don't be distracted by trying to fulfill your bodily and physical needs. Don't make your bodily comfort, your earthly comfort, the chief concern of your life. Jesus said, life is more than food and the body more than clothing. Life is not about how you look or what you wear or what you eat. There's more to life than health and comfort and bodily health and comfort. We need to understand that. Now, he's not saying you have to look like a slob. He's not saying don't give any thought to it. Don't ever exercise. Just lay around and watch TV all the time. Jesus is saying, don't make that the focus of your life. You see, we live in a culture where many are focused on health and beauty. And maybe it's a kind of a pendulum where people didn't focus on it like they should maybe 10 or 15 years ago. But I think now the focus is way over to where people think about it so much all the time. I mean, how many health clubs do we have just in Madison? And maybe some of us should belong to health clubs, but I'm telling you, there's enough of them. And you can go when you want to go. And they're good, but I mean, we have them everywhere all the time. People think about the beauty and how they look. And, you know, you see these commercials about, you know, getting plastic surgery or burning the fat off your body. I'd kind of like to try some of those sometimes, but anyway. We see all these commercials and we live in a culture where people seek to not grow old and they want to look as young as possible for as long as possible. And we tend to worship the physical, the body. Yes, I believe we should take care of the bodies because they are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I will tell you, at my age, when I was in my early 30s going into 40s, I really wish I had taken a lot better care of my body because I have health problems today because I didn't do it then. He's not saying don't take care of your body, but don't make that the focus of your life. Because, see, no matter how well you take care of the body, someday it's going to stop. Someday it's going to quit. Someday it's going to give out. No matter how good you look, someday you're not going to look so good. You know, you go to funerals and people say, oh, you look so natural. And, well, you don't look natural to me anyway. That's just, you see, don't be focused on the physical. The disciples of Jesus don't have to worry about the physical. Why? Because we have a heavenly Father who cares for us. We don't have to give anxious thoughts. It doesn't mean we have to not consider it, but we don't have to give anxious thoughts because we have a heavenly Father who loves and cares for us. And then he gives examples from nature how not to worry. He says that God provides for the birds of the air, and they neither sow nor reap. God cares for them. Now, God doesn't bring the worms to the nest so the birds can have breakfast in bed, but he provides for them. He provides for them even through their work. They don't worry about it. They're not anxious about it. And Jesus then asked the question, aren't you more valuable than birds to your Father? Aren't you more valuable than birds? He then asked the question, about worrying, does it do any good? Can worry add even a single hour to your life? Can it add even a single hour to your life? And the answer to that is no. And some doctors believe it can take away hours from your life. He then asked about the flowers that grow in the field. Now, flowers, they don't do any work, right? They just kind of pop up and they grow and they look beautiful. Maybe if you're a gardener, you take care of flowers and prune them, but they don't do anything. They have a wonderful beauty without any kind of effort. And he's especially talking about the wildflowers. You know, I've heard that in California, after all the fires that they had, and in some of the desert places, you know, they're getting a lot of rain, and the flowers, the wildflowers are just beautiful. That don't really happen very often. And so the flowers are just beautiful. And Jesus said Solomon in all his glory couldn't dress like one of the flowers. He couldn't match their beauty. And he says, God cares more about us than wildflowers that are used to light fires. And so Jesus asks his worrying, and he's talking to his children here. He's talking to you and I. Won't God clothe you, O you of little faith? You see, it's a gentle rebuke. And it's not directed toward people who don't know him, but he's talking to his children who do know him. You can trust God with these things. Now, I wish there was just a medication I could take that I would never worry again. And I might not never, ever worry like you worry about the same things, but there are times I get really anxious. And I have to remember that God cares for me. He's my Father and he'll take care of me. Jesus is telling his Father, God's children, that their Father would take care of them. You don't have to worry. He knows you need these physical things. God knows you need to eat and wear clothes. God knows that you need them. You don't have to give your mental energies worrying, being anxious about such things and seeking after them like people who don't know God. If God is our Father, the one we're serving, he's going to take care of us, right? Don't pursue these things. Don't waste your energies being anxiously concerned about physical things. Those outside of Jesus live for these things, the physical, eating, drinking, and wearing. They live for the good life of food and beautiful clothing and travel. That's what they live for. There's nothing wrong with those things in themselves, but you shouldn't live for them. That should not be the focus of your energy as a child of God. So what should you give your energies to? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what you should give your energies to. The thing that you should think about and try to do is to seek God's kingdom first, is to walk with God, is to introduce others to his to be a part of his kingdom. Our priority should be seeking God's rule in our lives and around us. For seeking God to rule in every part of us and in all those around us. We should seek for Jesus to be king in everything we think, say, and do every minute of every day. We should want him to rule us and everyone around us. To seek his kingdom is to seek more and more for him to rule every part of us and all those we can influence. To seek His righteousness is to seek to live His way personally, not a shallow outward righteousness, but a righteousness that the Holy Spirit produces as we grow closer and walk with God. Don't waste energy worrying about physical needs and wants. Don't waste time worrying about tomorrow, he says. Because why? Most of tomorrow's not, most of the stuff we worry about won't happen. But if you worry about, if you are worried about something today that might happen tomorrow, even if it happens tomorrow, you use the energy of one day for the problems of the next. That's why Jesus said, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You got enough trouble today to worry about. Don't think about tomorrow's trouble, basically, is what Jesus is saying. Warren Wiersbe said this, worrying about tomorrow does not help either tomorrow or today. If anything, it robs us of our effectiveness today, which means we will be less effective tomorrow. Someone has said that the average person is crucifying himself between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the worries about tomorrow. You see, use your energy to seek to live and walk closer with Jesus. That's what you should use your energies for. You can waste your energies. You know, sometimes people think about, you know, achieving the goals in life that they want to achieve. But the question is, what if they're pursuing the wrong goals? What if they're giving their energies to the wrong things? We should give our energies to seeking first the kingdom of God, to knowing God. The Apostle Paul said, I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing His suffering. I've counted everything as loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I've suffered the loss of all things. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what we should use our energies for. What do you value today? Where are you investing your energies? Is it on what's temporary and fleeting? Is it on anxious concern about the things that might happen tomorrow? Don't value what is not of eternal value. Don't be robbed of effectiveness in living today by anxious concern about tomorrow. Value eternal treasures by seeking above all else the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Lord, help us to do that. Help us to trust You when it's hard to trust You. Help us to believe that You are working even when we can't do anything about it. Help us to know that You are our Father who loves us and cares for us, and that will always take care of His children. Father, we know that doesn't mean we won't face difficulties, we won't face trouble. But Lord, we don't have to worry about the trouble we face because You will be with us even in the valley of the shadow of death. You promised to be with us. And You'll be with us at every other time, whatever we face. Lord, help us to trust You and to seek Your kingdom above everything else. Lord, if there's one here today that doesn't know Jesus, Lord, that's not yet seeking the kingdom and His righteousness, that has not received the forgiveness of sins, I pray that today they'd see that there is a Savior who loves them, who died for them, a Savior who wants the best for them, and they would receive You into their lives, and they would begin to follow You as Lord of their lives, as One who died and rose again so that they could live. I ask You to work in their lives and in our lives for Jesus' sake and for His glory. Amen.